The contaminant PFOA has contaminated drinking water in southern New Hampshire. It's also found in water supplies around the world. And although U.S. companies, including Saint-Gobain and Merrimack, phased the chemical out of production completely last year, the compounds they used to replace it may be toxic, too. From the New England News Collaborative in New Hampshire Public Radio, Emily Corwin has this report.
If you're thirsty or need to boil pasta, or even if you want to give water to the kids' pet ladybugs here at Tracy Carl's house in Merrimack, you better use bottled water.
These are 5 gallons. We go through 5 gallons or 4 gallons.
That's every 3 days for Tracy Carl's family of eight.
We do sometimes drink out of the filtered water from the fridge, which I still don't trust completely.
The Carl's water comes from wells that contain C8s, a family of toxic chemicals used until recently at a plastics plant nearby. The specific C8 chemical in this case is called PFOA. Anyway, studies funded by a 2005 lawsuit settlement with chemical maker DuPont have shown these chemicals may cause problems like high cholesterol, kidney cancer, and thyroid disease. The good news is American companies aren't using them anymore, including Saint-Gobain, a $50 billion plastics company with a plant 2.5 miles from Tracy Carl's house. Like I said, that's the good news. The bad news is we know even less about the chemical substitutes which replace the C8s. Inside Saint-Gobain's Merrimack plastics plant, enormous looms weave fabric from giant spools of glass thread. Tom Kniske takes me around. He's the CEO of Saint-Gobain's plastics division.
We did the Dallas Cowboys Stadium roof, the Denver Airport roof.
These fabrics are also used for hazmat suits and military tents. They're incredibly slippery and impervious even to biological warfare. Deeper into the plant, I see 25 square foot tubs of something that looks like paint. It's called PTFE. This is the coating that gives the fabric that frictionless, repels everything quality. It's the same stuff used on nonstick cookware. Up until 2015, that coating contained C8s. That's when U.S. companies voluntarily stopped using the chemical, including Saint-Gobain. So what exactly is in this stuff? I ask Kniske.
That's confidential between the suppliers.
This is common. More than 20% of all chemicals known to the EPA have confidential names and formulas, including, evidently, this one. But despite that confidentiality agreement, Saint-Gobain has told New Hampshire's environmental regulator what kind of chemical the replacement is.
It was replaced with the C6 compound.
This is Mike Fitzgerald. He specializes in air quality for the state. He says the C8 chemicals, which are fluorocarbons with 8 carbons, have been replaced with C6s, fluorocarbons with 6 carbons.
You're satisfied that the replacement chemical is safe?
Well, certainly to the extent that we know. We're certainly relying on EPA to ensure that
they've all been approved by the EPA.
That's Tom Kniske again from Saint-Gobain. But approved isn't the right word here. While many of the replacements have been inventoried by EPA, chemicals don't have to pass any particular safety measures to make it onto that list. For that, you can blame Congress. They wrote the law that governs EPA's chemical rules. It hasn't been updated in 40 years. But are these replacement chemicals regulated?
They were rigorously studied. They're regulated materials, unlike what PFOA was.
Also, not quite right. Rather, the EPA has allowed businesses to use C6s while companies do their own testing on things like how the chemicals degrade over time and whether they're toxic. Saint-Gobain and other companies seem confident in their safety. But in the meantime, the EPA tells us by email it is still reviewing the C6s, and it considers them to be, quote, capable of producing reproductive, developmental, and systemic effects in laboratory tests.
What we really don't know is what kinds of damage they do and at which levels.
Philip Grandjean is at the forefront of research on both C8s and their replacements at Harvard University. And for the most part, he says, we don't know much about the original contaminants, and we know even less about the replacements.
The best advice I can give is let's treat them as if they have similar toxic properties as C8. That's the best I can say at this point.
Back in Merrimack, Tracy Carl tells me industry oversight is not working.
They always ask for forgiveness after the fact rather than do the research first.
She says she's worried the whole C8 water crisis will just become a C6 water crisis next year. For New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in New Hampshire. Sitting across from me on her porch, Marianne Sylvester's face looks healthy. But she says her face looked different before she got Graves' disease about 10 years ago. At the time, it all seemed like bad luck.
really, really bad luck.
A side effect of Graves is thyroid eye disease, and it causes your eyes to bulge out. And so I lost all self-confidence. You can't look someone in the eye when your eyes are, you feel hideous.
Sylvester spent 4 years like this. Ultimately, surgeons had to remove bone from her face and skull to make room for her swollen eye muscles. It wasn't until the spring of this year that she began wondering if it was more than bad luck that caused this disease. That's when she found out new water tests had shown high levels of the contaminant PFOA in local drinking water. And research links PFOA to thyroid disorders, including Graves' disease.
Graves' disease has affected every aspect of my life. Financially, socially, my career, my family.
If PFOA caused this, Sylvester says, she needs to know. But given the research so far, there's just no good way to know if her disease was caused by these contaminants. And that's the same for dozens, maybe hundreds of residents in New Hampshire alone who have contaminated water and who suffer everything from high cholesterol to kidney cancer to ulcerative colitis. Brendan DeKemper lives with his mom a few miles from Marianne Sylvester in Merrimack, New Hampshire. They don't know each other, but DeKemper and Sylvester have the same disease, Graves' disease.
Obviously, when I first heard about it, my first thought was, sue St. Gobain, you know, sue the government. Like, I need, you know, I want to get my money's worth out of this.
The state of New Hampshire says it considers the company St. Gobain to be responsible for contamination in Merrimack. And St. Gobain is paying for water filters and infrastructure there. But other than that, it's not clear what the company might do for residents. For instance, communities in the Mid-Ohio Valley are due $300 million from settlements with DuPont, which manufactures products containing PFOA. The situations, however, are different. First, many communities there had water contamination levels 10 or more times the maximum amount found near St. Gobain. And second, DuPont was accused of negligently dumping large quantities of the stuff into landfills and bodies of water. That's something St. Gobain has not been accused of. But DeKemper says it's really not about money. For him, it's more about justice. At 19, DeKemper had to spend a year home from college, undergoing two rounds of radiation for his thyroid disease. His father was home, too. He was sick with renal cell kidney cancer. That's another disease linked to PFOA.
It was kind of like we were both sick at the same time, so we both kind of were going through a, you know, rough patch of our life. I just happened to pull through it, you know, and he happened to go the other way with it, but...
Phil DeKemper passed away in 2013. The kidney cancer and the thyroid disease, it all just seems like too much of a coincidence, DeKemper says. Still, he's holding back judgment. He's waiting for authorities to come to some conclusions.
It's easy to point out saying, oh, it's PFOA because that's what I want it to be too, you know, or that's what we want to scapegoat it to in a sense, but... Right now, we don't know.
In New Hampshire, there are two class action cases underway in federal court, and at least one law firm is taking on cases individually. Whether any of those will have traction is still uncertain, just like so many things for people wondering if their drinking water has poisoned them. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in New Hampshire. PFOA and PFOS are slippery, stable chemicals used since the 1940s in products like nonstick cookware. A major class action lawsuit against DuPont brought to light links between the chemicals and health effects, including cancer. That was back in 2005. But until now, the EPA didn't have advice for states on how much of these chemicals is safe to drink in the long term. Now, the EPA advises 70 parts per trillion. That's lower than the number that New Hampshire was going with, 100. Jim Martin is with the state's environmental department. He says the state can now set standards and enforce them, and it can hold contaminators responsible for cleanup.
That will be an enforceable site remediation standard.
In 2014, the EPA added PFOA and PFOS to a list of contaminants it calls chemicals of emerging concern. Then states began testing for those chemicals, which persist in the environment and stick to water. Regulators soon found water contamination on the former Pease Air Force Base, and then again more recently near the St. Gobain and TCI plants in southern New Hampshire. But without the EPA's research and guidance, states were left to their own devices.
In the atrium at the Department of Environmental Services, Jim Martin explains.
In Hoosick Falls, New York, EPA Region 2 set a level of 100 parts per trillion. And then in Vermont, there was the 20 parts per trillion standard that the state of Vermont set. And then in Maine, which was 100 parts per trillion.
New Hampshire went along with the 100 parts per trillion. More than 400 residents in southern New Hampshire have wells testing above that level, and they're getting bottled water deliveries. The new federal advisory level is lower than that, but not by much. It's 70 parts per trillion. That means even more people may soon be eligible for bottled water. But some residents living near the contamination sites in southern New Hampshire say the EPA's new level is not low enough.
I think they're protecting companies and not the public.
Ken Ayers is on Merrimack Town Water, which has PFOA below the EPA's new level announced today, but above Vermont's advisory level.
Vermont is at 20. And, you know, if they were closer to the 20, I would feel a little more comfortable with their ruling.
Ayer says if his town doesn't take action, his family will invest in their own home filtration system. He doesn't want his 12-year-old drinking bad water. In the meantime, the EPA's advisory is just that, an advisory. PFOA and PFOS are not regulated, so New Hampshire doesn't have to adopt the Fed's advisory level. Still, Martin says the advisory came with hundreds of pages of research.
It's been a matter of years that they've been developing this new standard, and so we're really anxious to see what they come out with and all of the science behind that new level.
Now, Martin's department is gearing up for public hearings on new PFOA standards. Ken Ayers says he'll be there. For NHPR
News. The department paid for the blood tests after workers and parents demanded them following exposure on the Pease Air Force Base 2 years ago. But DHHS had resisted paying for blood tests in southern New Hampshire, where similar chemicals turned up. Now the department's Jake Leon says,
there is a lot of concern and uncertainty among residents who have been impacted by these exposures. And we're hoping that the blood testing, we want to make it available to those who would like to know what their blood test levels are, what their exposure to PFCs have been.
For now, Leon says only residents who live on streets served by private wells that have tested over a certain threshold qualify for the blood tests, which will cost DHHS about $200 a test. Residents on streets served by public water only do not qualify. Recently, Merrimack Town Water has been above background levels but below the state's threshold. According to Leon, that water system is still being examined.
We do know that investigation is ongoing.
Experts say there's no realistic way to get these chemicals out of the body once they're identified. Testing can, however, motivate people to stay vigilant for symptoms linked to exposure. And it can help inform health studies if the data is collected for research. For NHPR News, I'm... Federal government does not regulate these chemical toxins. But now, the state of New Hampshire does. That's because the state's environmental regulator has filed an emergency rule giving the state new authority over contaminated water. Now, municipal water suppliers will have to maintain water with fewer than 70 parts per trillion of either or both of these contaminants. And the state also has the authority to direct water filtration and other fixes at contaminated sites. The emergency rule comes more than a week after the EPA released a new health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion for these contaminants in drinking water. The emergency rule lasts 180 days. In the meantime, the state will begin the process to establish a long-term water quality standard. That process will include opportunities for public comment. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
The 44 companies are located all across the state. They include Texas Instruments in Merrimack, Foss Manufacturing in Hampton, Seal Pro in Manchester, and Sturm Ruger in Newport. The Department of Environmental Services has alerted all of the companies and is surveying most of them for additional information. Environmental Services spokesperson Jim Martin says in the meantime, the state is testing water for contamination at sites they have concerns about. DES posted the list online Friday. Martin says it was published as an act of transparency. The department is not assuming all of the companies are sources of contamination. For NHPR
News, Friday is the last day for New Hampshire residents to weigh in on drinking water standards for the chemicals PFOA and PFOS. These are the chemicals that have contaminated drinking water in southern New Hampshire, on the former Pease Air Force Base, and countless other locations around the country and the world. NHPR's Emily Corwin has been reporting on these chemicals for some time now. She joins me now to discuss this rulemaking process. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Brady.
So get me up to date here. Friday is the deadline for the public to comment on a new rule?
Yeah, that's right. So just to back up a little bit, make a very long story short, these chemicals have been known to be dangerous for decades now, but there hasn't really been a ton of research showing just how toxic they are. Just in the last few months, the EPA released a long-awaited health advisory level for how much of these chemicals is safe to have in drinking water on a regular basis. And they formed a recommendation based on a great deal of research, and that recommendation is 70 parts per trillion of PFOA or PFOS combined.
And that's now the standard here in New Hampshire.
That's right. The Fed's advisory level, though, was just a suggestion to states, not a mandate or regulation. So in May, New Hampshire adopted that standard as a temporary state regulation. It's temporary, though, something they could enforce for a short
The multinational corporation Saint-Gobain is paying for all of the planning and construction. Saint-Gobain is the likely source of the water contaminant, PFOA, identified in southern New Hampshire's drinking water sources this year. All of the homes now being connected to public water were previously served by private wells, wells which tested above the state's regulatory standard for the chemical. 173 homes are expected to be connected before January. The remainder will receive tap filters until construction can resume in spring. Workers have already begun connecting about 40 homes with contaminated wells in Merrimack and Manchester to their local public water systems. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.